If you stop, three speakers to go. I'm going to introduce next Les Ray, who is a long-term member of the Labour Party and also a trade union activist in Unite. It's important to remember, in the Labour Party, the trade union set up the Labour Party. The Labour Party was not set up by the MPs. Let's get things in the right order. Off we go, Les.
Thank you. I've been a trade unionist all my life, fighting for better wages, conditions and better safety in the workplace. And I see my membership of the Labour Party as an extension of this. Since 2010, we've had austerity from the Lib Dems and from the Tories to this day. The deficit that they said that this austerity would get rid of is even bigger today than it were when we started. It hasn't worked. They've attacked the poorest in our society. They've attacked our public services, our education. They give us the bedroom tax attacking the poorest. They've attacked the disabled people, and it's unacceptable. And in between this, they give big tax cuts to their friends, the rich. We've got food banks all over the country. In Sheffield, we've got 26 food banks at the last count. There may be more now. These has become the norm in society today. And this should not be the norm in society today. This should be the exception in society today. We need to get rid of food banks. 9 months ago, we took a decision. Because the Tories has been telling us since 2010, we're going in the right direction. So 9 months ago, the people of the Labour Party said, we'll change that direction. We'll go in the left direction. And we elected Jeremy Corbyn, the biggest majority any leader in this country has ever had. And he's given us all. He's given us all, and he proves it that millions, well, thousands of people joined the Labour Party. I think he's standing off 1 million members today. And that new direction, we need to go in. We need to bring jobs, we need investment, we need to give people hope, we need to build homes for people. These have been caused by the worst of Tory governments, not, I repeat, by immigrants. Immigrants who come to this country have been escaping, austerity in their own countries. If I lived in Eastern Europe and I were on £8 a week and I could get £100 a week in England, I'd be off like a shot. So don't blame immigrants. This new direction that we are now going in, there's only one leader can take us that way, and I believe it's Jeremy Corbyn. There's no other person within the Parliamentary Labour Party, I think, is capable of taking us that direction. So let's all unite behind Jeremy and go forward to this full country. I'd just like to announce that I am part of the Sheffield People's Assembly. And on the 16th, we're in a coach down to London to the rally in London, the campaign against racism, to show that the British people are not racist. We need to unite together. And if you go on the People's Assembly website, you can book on that coach. It's going from Paternoster Row at 7:30 on the 16th. Thank you.
Okay, we're nearly there now. It's important that we have that unity. It's important that we remember that the first meeting Jeremy Corbyn went to was a rally in support of refugees. None of the other candidates would have done that. They'd have been scared to go to such a rally. The leader of the Labour Party went to that rally and did the right thing.